Viva Las Vegas. I just love to do that.
If you haven't guessed already, this is Savannah Jane, and we are here on Sirius 31 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm joined by Elvis.
Yes, Elvis. I've entered the body of Jimmy Buffett, and he's from Mississippi, too. Thank you very much, you know.
I'll be sure to order you up some peanut butter sandwiches, okay, Elvis.
I got a new album called Where the Hell Are You, Elvis? And it's, I'm in purgatory. I'm not a Catholic, but I'm in purgatory. It's been a while. Yeah, I'm sorting out all my lost shades and underwear and socks here, and then I get to go to heaven.
I think Elvis.
I got to stop now.
I know, just stop.
That was
now.
Good. I was getting very
you were
into
getting
that.
Getting very into it. That was
well, you know, Elvis in Vegas. Come on.
I was convinced.
Then I could be the Rat Pack too. I can do Sinatra.
You can do Sinatra.
Yeah, babe. Start spreading the news.
Sinatra at all. Sorry.
Oh, God. Let's see. Prince, I could do.
Prince.
Party till 1999.
Okay, I'm going to stop you.
Okay. I'd see what happens when you come to Las Vegas. That's why people come to see us here, because anything can happen. We're still here.
It's a good thing you're here to do a concert and not in a comedy special of Impressionism.
No, I'm still charged up from the Nadira Shakur album release party at Margaritaville.
That was a good one. We're so excited for Nadira. Her record's out, in case you guys didn't know. Ode to the Storyteller.
And I think since, you know, we don't have to be discreet here, we can just, since we
let's just plug
own
away.
This station, we can shamelessly plug the shit out of that record.
Yeah, and we can say shit, too. It's great.
Hey, you shitheads, go buy Nadira's album.
And cover your children's ears if they're listening to this right now.
No, but it's a clean record. There's nothing on Nadira's album like mine that people have to cover their children's
no,
ears.
No, not at all. It's a great ode to you with a couple other songs on there.
Thank you very much, Nadira. I really appreciate that.
And I'm really excited. I think it's a great record. We picked some, Nadira, myself, you, Mag McAnally was involved, and I think we picked some great tunes for her, and...
It really is a compliment, I have to say. In all modesty, I'm quite touched by it. And her renditions of songs that I love that because, you know, I've always been a believer that once you write a song, it belongs to the people who listen to it. And, you know, it's not a treasure to something that you own. And the things that she did to a couple of songs on that track that I never had thought about, like on Son of a Sailor, which kind of goes into a proud Mary kind of thing. I love it. I mean, so her interpretation of things on there, and the really cool one, I mean, without plugging myself or anything, just I love the funky sit-down rendition of Margaritaville on it.
I know. It's pretty great.
So I think if you've been kind of following our madness for God knows 4 decades or so and raising your children on this, we've got some very strong talent on our bench right now, Nadira being the first one that's coming out on Mailboat. And while we're here, we should mention we got the great Russ Kunkel's got a little record coming out on Mailboat called Chateau Beach, which are songs that people may not know that he played on as one of the great drummers. And
he
one
played
of our,
on everything. He was even in Spinal Tap.
Yes, he was in Spinal Tap, Russ was?
Yeah, he was the original drummer. He was the original drummer before they were Spinal Tap.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Well, see, yeah. And then we're working on a thing with Jake Shimabukuro and with Elo. So Nadira's the first Mailboat artist off of the bench, which I'm happy to do and hope everybody out there can make the connection between what we've been doing for so long and these great talented people who have been there with us.
Cool. And it was a fun party in Vegas, and it's always great to be back in Vegas. I mean, these shows have become a tradition.
Yeah.
They're a tradition. I mean, every year for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been these dates. And
well, I like the fact that the tickets are sold to people from 50 states and like 13 countries last year.
Wow, that's incredible.
So people come from everywhere to this show. And if you haven't noticed, the economy's in the tank. Do y'all know that?
I don't think
but
anyone.
But not
does.
In Margaritaville. It's not. Thank you very much for that, by the way. But I think it's a tribute to everybody's sense of knowing their priorities in the right direction. That having fun is still the first thing that gets you through crazy times like this. So, Las Vegas, what a better place to do it! And it's also the end of the We're Still Here tour.
Well, yeah, you've got a couple more, and then you're done.
Yeah, we got Las Vegas next weekend, and then San Francisco in between, and then the Mohegan Sun back on the far east coast. on November the 8th.
We've got the new restaurant is
open. The restaurant is open at Mohegan Sun up in, what's the name?
Unixville.
Unixville,
Connecticut. See? This stuff.
I know, I call it Unixville, but I guess I didn't get it.
Unixville. It's in Connecticut. It's near New London.
Yeah, it's up on the Thames River. No, it's near New London. Take a left in New London, you can't miss it. Big building on the river.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can see the river from Margaritaville. I flew by it in a seaplane the other day.
Oh, cool.
Saw my staff up there, and we're going up to play it. So, yeah, that's it. But tonight's Las Vegas first show, and
anything can happen. Elvis can enter the building. Anything can happen.
Elvis can show up at any time here.
All right, well, we'll let you get to work.
I got to go to work.
Yeah, go to work.
Okay.
All right, and stay tuned.
So thanks again, for listening, everybody, to Series 31. And so thank you very much, Savannah. You're a good interviewer.
Thank you, Elvis.
Okay, peace.
Stay tuned, and you'll be hearing Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band live from MGM Grand Las Vegas here on Series 31, Radio Margaritaville.
Viva Las Vegas.